This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, Day 1, titled Preparing for the Journey. Preparing for this journey. Our scripture memory for today is, Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. And that's found in Psalm 107, verses 28 through 30. As women striving to seek out God's will for our own lives, it's so important that we wake in the morning and humble ourselves before Him and ask Him to give us the strength we need to get through the day. So this week's challenge is having a morning prayer and devotion every morning. I do believe that the morning is the best time of the day to get yourself in order, just as our homes need organizing and maintaining. Our hearts need order and maintenance as well. So I'm going to be setting my alarm for 6 o'clock each morning. And my early morning routine is going to go something like this. First, I'll get up and have my prayer and devotion. I like to have my prayer and devotion in, I have a favorite chair in my living room, and I keep my Bible and my prayer journal and a pen and some tissue, and I like to curl up under a blanket in my nice big comfy chair and just enjoy some time with the Lord each morning. After my devotion, I like to go and take a morning walk. These days, my daughters are enjoying taking a walk with me sometimes, too, and I like to bring my dog, and it's just a chance for us to talk and kind of get in shape a little bit and stay healthy. And then after that, I take my shower and get dressed for the day, and then I'll head into the kitchen to make breakfast. If the kids aren't all awake yet, I'll go and wake them up first and make sure that they get on their morning routine. And then as I'm cooking breakfast, you know, they can, my girls can take their showers or get dressed for the day, make their beds and that sort of thing. So then at breakfast time, we like to sit down at the table and, of course we, bless the food and eat together. And then as we're finishing up our breakfast, I like to, have a little family worship time. So we will, still sitting at the table, I'll have my devotion book there that we're reading through right now, and I'll read from that, and we'll sing maybe a hymn or another praise song, and then we'll have prayer request time, and then everybody will have the opportunity to pray if they want to. And then after we've had family worship, it's time to clean off the table, put away the dishes, load the dishwasher, wipe down the counters, and just tidy up the kitchen a little bit. And since we homeschool, I usually have the girls do certain morning chores. They'll each have a chore that they're supposed to do in the morning before school. It doesn't usually take more than 10 or 15 minutes. And then they're supposed to sit down at the table or wherever they're planning to do school for the day. A lot of times that ends up being the couch in the living room or in the family room by the fire. Just depending on what mood we're in. But that's how our morning is supposed to go. Not every day is perfect, and we certainly have a crazy schedule in our household, and so very often things don't go according to plan simply because we have extended family members that need us to do things in the mornings or something at church will come up. So I will be the first one to tell you that not every day is going to be perfect or follow your schedule exactly, but you know, you can look at the things that you have going on in your life and try to determine, you know, what kind of routine in the morning will work best for your family. It doesn't have to look exactly like mine, and even though I have an ideal plan, it doesn't mean that things go according to plan all the time for me either. So I don't want you to feel like, you know, if you have crazy mornings and things just aren't working out right, that you're doing something necessarily wrong. But I can promise you that if you're getting up every morning and having a morning devotion, having that time in prayer with God, that things will go much easier on a routine basis for you. So that's something that you can look forward to as we strive to go from chaos to calm in our homes and in our families. So what I want you to do tonight is prepare your prayer corner. Pick out your favorite place in the house, somewhere where you feel comfortable, but not so comfortable that you're going to doze off if you're tired. And then you can maybe get a basket. I have a basket next to my the chair in the living room that I sit on for my prayer time, and I have a basket there that has my devotion books and my prayer journal, my Bible, some pens, paper. You might even want to put in, some note cards so that, if you have a prayer request for somebody and you want to send them out a little note card, you can quickly jot one down before you get up from your devotion time. That would be really a nice way to serve your friends and family and maybe church members and people in the community. I like candles a whole lot, and I like to light them in the mornings early, while the morning light is still dim outside, and it just really makes the house cozy. So you might want to have some candles out around you. I even like to set to light candles in the kitchen and, in the dining room and just all over the place. It just really sets the tone for our home. You might even like to have some quiet hymns playing in the background. Or maybe you like to sing hymns to yourself during your prayer time. That would be wonderful too. And then number two, I want you to pray tonight. Ask God to give you the courage and the will to change those things in your life that you know need to change. If you're really struggling with different issues in your life, we're going to be spending the next few weeks in prayer over those things that you feel like need to change. And we're going to be looking inwardly and seeing what we can do to make our homes, make our own personal relationship with God stronger. And we're going to ask God tonight to give you the energy in the morning to get up out of the bed when your alarm clock goes off. And, it's amazing how if you ask God to help you wake up, He will do it. He might even wake you up without an alarm clock. There have been very many nights where I have prayed that the Lord will wake me up at a certain time, and He does just that. So, once you get into the habit of waking up early, God is going to really bless your life. And number three, I want you to go to bed as early as possible. If you're not used to getting up early in the morning, it might be a little bit of a challenge, so getting a good night's sleep always helps when you want to get up early. I suggest trying to go to bed between 9 and 10 o'clock at night. I know it's hard. I even struggle with this because I have so many things that I need to get done. And very often it seems like, it's 11 o'clock before I feel like I can quit for the day. But the hours before midnight offer the best sleep. And it has been scientifically proven that that the hours that you get to sleep before midnight actually are equal to 1 hour before midnight is equal to 2 hours after midnight. So it's important to get to bed early. So set your alarm and get to bed at a decent hour, because you're getting up early in the morning. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for each of the ladies who are listening here today. Lord, I pray that you will bless their lives abundantly, that if they've been struggling to get up in the morning and have that prayer time and devotion with you, that you will just give them the strength and the willpower, the rest, and just whatever it is that they need, so they're able to get up in the morning and start having that time with you, that undivided attention that you so desire, because, Lord, I know that you want to get to know each one of us personally. And I just thank you for that, that you are a loving God, that you do want to know each one of us personally on a one-to-one basis, and that that we can talk to you about anything that's on our heart. Lord, and I just ask you to bless each one. Help us to serve you fully. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to sign up for our email series, From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home, at avirtuouswoman.org.